Hi, I'm Dr. Lynn Wagner.
And I'm James Lohmiller. In the chaos of today, sometimes it's hard to really know who you are and what you want to be.
Join us, the doctor
and the stylist,
as we come together from very different worlds to guide you towards a life of authenticity and true health.
Let's go.
Right. It's bizarre. What a year.
Yeah.
Is an understatement. So, welcome to September 2020.
September 2020.
The year we will never forget.
Never.
Going down hard in the history books, for sure.
No question. And still a lot of history to be written yet.
And we'll see how much of it gets erased.
Yeah. No kidding. Yes.
That's a whole nother topic. So, what were we just talking about?
Yeah.
Well, for one thing, I get to give a talk tonight in the lovely Door County.
Cool.
At Kickash Granola and Coffee.
Beautiful.
I don't know if I said it right, but my friend Carol is the owner and asked me to come and speak, which I was excited to do.
Yeah.
So we started talking about what I might talk about there.
Spread the gospel.
And then we thought maybe we should just talk about that on the podcast too.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
Because one of the things that I do, which is a little bizarre, but when I run... I run a lot, like a lot, but usually when I run is when I have ideas.
Yep.
And then I come home and I write them down and I say, I'm going to do a post on this, or I'm going to write a blog on this, or I'm going to now talk on my podcast about this. So this week it's been, for a while I was feeling very divided from a lot of people because I had posted some things on social media and then that, you know, there's some people that give you flack about it or
because you were posting some opinions.
It was, yeah, opinions, which I don't normally do. Normally I'm pretty vanilla on social media and I just talk about health and wellness, but I had posted something about back to school because my kids are in school and I want them back to school.
Big topic right now.
Big topic. Yes. And it's a heated topic and I appreciate that, but it's just very divided. And so, you know, there's both times I did it, it wasn't attacks on me, but people started attacking each other in the comments a little bit.
Yeah.
And so it just made me feel really bad, really bad, really dark. Just like, we are so divided. How could this ever work? How is this ever going to work? Right?
Were you feeling bad before you posted this?
Oh yeah.
So this has just been a long drawn out thing then.
Right. I mean, and I think it's pretty common right now. Wouldn't you say?
I would.
I mean, people are so angry, and if they're not angry, they're grieving. If they're not grieving, they're scared. If they're not scared, they're sad. That's kind of the run of emotions I'm seeing right now.
And it seems like it doesn't matter what we talk about.
No.
Any topic, they're kind of all strung together.
Right.
Right?
Right. And everyone is so hot right now that the emotions and the triggers are so fast to happen. And it's just this, it's like a frying pan, right? That you put the water in, it dances all around. That's what I'm seeing. So anyway, we're not going to talk about that because that is what it is. And we don't want that to keep happening.
We're going to move on from that.
Yeah, we're going to move on from that because I want to stop having to have people coming to me in clinic so depressed. And I'm not saying I want them to stop coming in, but you know, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it in my patients. What I was thinking about on my run though, was that there are some things that maybe we need to start focusing on that we are united on, right? Well, there are.
There's plenty.
There's plenty. And so, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, it parallels how I take care of patients. So I take care of them in mind, body, and spirit. And so I was thinking about it. I'm like, okay, we can agree that we're broken, right? We can agree that our world is broken. And I'm talking from a level of not politically necessarily, but environmentally. So our world is broken. We know that, right? Mm-hmm. We can also agree that our bodies are broken. Not everyone, but as a collective, the human bodies that we see when we walk around our communities are fairly broken.
Yes.
And we're just used to it. We're just numb to it because everyone's that way, right? And then third of all, we can agree that our spirits are broken. That's what I was thinking about.
Yeah. And it's so the first two, you know, environmental and body, a lot of people have so many issues relating that, but the spirit part about it. What does the spirit look like when it's broken?
Everything I was talking about before, the rage, the guilt, the depression, the sadness, the grieving, those things are all normal emotions, but it's when they become pervasive and constant and pathogenic, meaning they lead you to not be able to live your life the way you're supposed to live it. And that's what I see is happening. You know what I mean?
I do.
And so that's where I think, you know, and I'm not going to change the world by talking about this, but how can we as a society acknowledge those things and then work on those things? Right? How can we do that?
Right.
But and still know that we completely disagree on a lot of things.
Well, we always will.
Right.
We always have.
Right. We're human beings.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I wanted to focus on tonight in my talk. And I think what people do well with is if you bullet it out and you give them take home points to go home and do something with, right? So if we started with, I don't know if I want to talk about environmentalism right now. I don't know.
I think it's a topic that we should always keep front of mind.
Right.
But I think where we are currently, I think that needs to maybe take a back seat for not a long period of time.
A minute.
But for a minute.
For a minute.
For a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just gonna put in there though that please people stop leaving your masks.
Oh my God, I see
all
so
over
many.
The street.
It's unbelievable.
You know, takeout all the time. Like one of the things I'm getting really frustrated with the whole pandemic is now everyone's doing takeout, which right. is great for the restaurants. Obviously, I want the restaurants to keep having business, but you know, I think we're forgetting to see the amount of waste we're creating.
It's incredible.
Even because of the pandemic. So, and I've already seen thought leaders out there and entrepreneurs who are trying to, you know, use that and do something good with it. But so there we go. So be careful with your masks and stop leaving them along the streetways, please. No, but the broken body part. So I also don't think we're going to get into how do we heal our spirits. I think I wanted to bring it out there and say it just so people can understand and acknowledge that maybe their spirit is broken because we are not naturally supposed to be in a state of despair and fear and anger and hate everyone. That's not our natural set point. And that's where a lot of people are right now. So all I want is for people to self-reflect and say, where am I at emotionally? Am I angry all the time? And you can have passion and you can be passionate about what you think and what you believe and be vocal about it. And that's fine. But if you find yourself trolling people's social media posts and like saying nasty things to them, and I'm not saying that's happened to me, so I'm not calling anyone out at all for this because that really hasn't happened to me.
But we've seen enough that it's
but
it's
oh my gosh, and I find myself getting sucked into it where I was like, it's kind of like watching a boxing match. You're like, oh my gosh, wow, oh wow, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. And then after I read it all, I'm like, oh, I feel bad now. I don't feel very good. So I'm just asking that people realize, like, are you doing this from a place of love where you're trying to make a point, you're passionate about your thoughts, you want to change the world and make it a better place? Or are you just really pissed off and angry and toxic? And then if that's the case, work on yourself first because you can't heal the world if you're toxic.
I mean, I know plenty of people who lean that way. And I've always just thought that's just who they are, right? I mean, we know people who are, I won't speak for you. I know people who, you know, bad attitude or they're just always trying to tear someone down to build themselves up.
Right.
Type of thing.
You know what's going on with them? Trauma. Hmm. They got trauma. Across the board. I see these people all the time. I see it all the time. And I used to just write those people off and be like, they're genetically predisposed to be an asshole.
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
But it's no, yes. because the beauty of what I get to do in my clinic is I get to learn about a patient entirely. So I learn about their history and their traumas and, you know, everything. And as much as they'll share, obviously. And what you see consistently is those people who are hardened and angry and paranoid have significant trauma. And that's pretty well studied, actually. Childhood trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Adverse childhood events and how that increases your rate of depression and mental illness and tendency towards violence and things like that.
That can literally carry on until you're 90 years old.
Right, right. And so I would argue that there are people that you know that are just like that and you're like, oh, they're just always going to be like that. But I would look at them in a different way and say, okay, what's happened to them that they need to be this way and they need to self-protect and they need to shut everyone down and on and on and on. It doesn't mean you're going to change them, but maybe have compassion for them.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go up to them and say, hey, I think you're really angry because you had a bad childhood.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, the scene in Good Will Hunting when Robin Williams has Matt Damon in and finally opening his file. And seeing that he's been through all these foster homes, was beaten at every single one. And Robin Williams just kept saying over and over to him, it's not your fault.
Right.
It's not your fault.
Right.
And breaking him down until he started to believe him that maybe it wasn't my fault.
Right. That's a good movie.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so I mean, I think what I was saying when we started talking about the childhood events and things like that is that it is not natural. We're not meant to feel that angry.
It's a learned behavior.
It's a learned behavior. It's a protective mechanism. That's it. So I ask you, if you are pissed off, if you're angry, if you're trolling people's social media, if you're trying to make your point in a very violent, confrontational way, maybe you need to look at yourself. And maybe you need to ask for help, right? That's all I'm saying.
I see just sitting across from you now that you are quite, if you guys can see this and see Doc's face, this is something that you are quite passionate about.
For sure. It is, because, you know, I spent a lot of time in my head thinking about things, writing things, thinking about what my mission is in life, right? So I feel like I have a couple missions. I have one mission, which is to my family, to be a good mom and to be a good wife and a good friend and live my life like that. And then my other mission is my professional mission, which is literally to teach people what I have had to learn myself, which is you don't have to feel that way. You don't have to feel out of balance. You can get knocked out of balance and feel out of balance temporarily. But if you find yourself consistently, consistently, consistently feeling dull, angry, stuck, mad, dark, you know, all those words that go along with that, there's something going on that you might be able to change, right? And I'm not saying you can cure every illness. I'm not saying you can get rid of trauma, but you can, like, you can shift it. You can shift how you deal with it. You can heal. You can heal on so many different levels. And that's where lifestyle comes in. Lifestyle doesn't fix everything, but oh my God, does it fix a lot.
So if I understand correctly, it looks like the first step in this would be to recognize.
Yeah.
The problem, right? Or an issue.
Yes. And I had to do this myself like last week, literally, because I was getting so angry. And I had someone say to me like, oh, I actually had a couple, maybe more than one person say to me,
really?
We have to get you out of this anger. You're so angry. You know, and I had one person say to me, who's a healer I actually go to, he said, okay, we've got to get you so that you can actually speak your mind and share what you want to share from not a place of anger, right? Because when you do it out of anger.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When you were feeling that way, or people were letting you know
right, that
you were maybe not in the best state of mind.
Right.
Did you even recognize it while you were in it?
No.
Isn't that interesting?
Right. So, not fully, no.
So how does somebody who isn't the professional as yourself even begin to understand that?
That's exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
You listen to this right now and you ask yourself, how do I feel?
So how did you step back to recognize that maybe your attitude wasn't optimal or it needed to be? How did you come out of it?
I think literally it's just it's a process. So I took the cue from several people, right? And I finally was like, okay, do I feel good right now? Do I feel good every day? No, I don't really feel good every day, right? Is this how I want to feel every day? No, this is not how I want to feel every day, right? And then I was like, well, am I practicing what I preach? And that's what I did. I literally looked at my wellness wheel that I give to every one of my new patients. And I was like, okay, what is going on here? And this is what I tell my patients. I'm like, hey, here's this wellness wheel. Look at all the sections of it. Ask yourself how you're doing in each section. Realize that the goal isn't to be perfect, but we want you to optimize all these sections of your life. Simple as that, right? And so I looked at my wellness wheel. And it's always so obvious. It is always so obvious. And it, for me, you know, I'm trying to think what it was. It was probably sleep. It's always sleep, because I tend not to sleep when I get stressed out. It's always just a balance thing. Like, there's always something you're not doing enough of.
Something was out of whack.
Something's out of whack. And again, you can never be perfect. Like, you're never going to have all those sections filled in. You're never going to be the perfect sleeper, eater, exerciser, praying all the time, you know, never getting in the woods every weekend, but you could optimize it.
How long did it take you to get out of
like a
the
day?
Rut?
That's the beautiful thing. So I've done a lot of work, right? So my bounce back is so quick because it's a learned bounce back. It's well conditioned. Because
this
greased.
Has happened before.
Oh, hell yeah.
It will happen again.
Yes. Right. Yeah. So, because basically, you know, I, in my, what, early 30s, I just kind of just like did a 180 in my life. And I like was like, I need to just change this because I don't feel good.
Change what?
Everything. Everything. I just changed, you know, and it wasn't all overnight, but I changed how I ate. I changed how I exercised. I changed, the people I associated
with.
Was
this something that you were pulling out of the air or were you studying something that you wanted to achieve?
Both. Definitely both. But a lot of it was more just intuition and going with literally listening to my heart and being like, what makes my heart feel like it's open and what makes me feel dark and closed, right? And then I would lean more towards the open person or the open thing, right? And that sounds so simplistic and it's way more complicated than we can dig into in this podcast. But I did that and I did it over years. I'm still doing it. And I had people helping me. So I've seen counselors, I've seen energy healers, doctors, you know, financial people. Like I've had people help me in the areas that I'm not good at. I'm like, okay, I need some help with this, right? I need help. And I would utilize them. And over time, my Pilates instructor, you know, I do Pilates regularly and she's been in my life for like 8 years or something like that, maybe 10, a long time. And she's part of it all. And so I use these people. And when I start to feel like I'm not doing so great, they help me or I go back to what they taught me and then I shift it. And it used to be really hard. And now it's literally like an overnight thing. Does that make sense?
It does. And I think the 180 that you talk about.
Right.
It's pretty much a 180 on literally everything that you had going on in your life. Now, you clearly were prepared for it because it's something that you knew that you needed. So, I mean, when you say 180, there's a lot that goes into that 180. Changing everything.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Top to bottom. That's a lot. But I'm saying you were prepared for it. So if somebody recognizes that they need to change, the normal person might not be able to do that whole list, changing, you know, their environment, changing their eating habits, changing, you know, maybe getting some toxic friends out of the fold.
Right, right.
It's a lot.
Right.
So what's the best way to just start on the right path?
Absolutely. And that's where when I'm working with a patient one-on-one, they come to me and they're all at different levels of, I would say, balance, put it that way. So some people are very, very unbalanced and some people are fairly balanced and they have like one thing they need me to work on. Does that make sense?
Of course.
And when I'm talking about patients and talking about where they're at on the level of balancedness, I know it's not a word, but I'm going to use it. That's not to say that I come to them as the expert that I'm always in balance. So that I'm always very cognizant that I can coach people and I can help them along the way, but I also have to realize that I'm also a human being, right? So I'm going to put that out there. But depending on where they're at, like let's say they're 100% out of balance, like they don't even understand, like this happens a lot when someone's referred to me. So their doctor says, oh, you need to go see Dr. Wagner. And they just follow their doctor's advice. They make the appointment. They don't know anything about me. They haven't researched integrative medicine. They don't know what they're in for. And
that happens more often than not.
It doesn't happen that often. No, really? No. Most of my patients are self-referred or someone else sends them along the way and they know about me. So they're ready to take on what I'm going to have them do. But for those people that have no clue, they're the ones where I have to literally just start with like, okay, how do I even crack into this shell? And that's what it's like. It's like people are just like walled off and shelled because they're like, it's Groundhog's Day. I've done this every day for my whole life. This is how I eat. This is how I work out or not work out. This is how much TV I watch. This is how I interact with my spouse and my children and my community. And they're just resigned to that being the rest of their life, right? So I have to literally try to get them a little crack where that light comes in and they're like, oh, I see that. That feels good. Maybe I want a little bit of that, meaning a more balanced life, more balanced body, mind, spirit. And then it's giving them something they can do to move along that pathway. Does that make sense?
Yes. My question is, with all of your knowledge, with all of this knowledge out there, why aren't more people taking advantage? Why are people walking around seemingly miserable? Why?
Right. Oh, that's a good question. I have to pause and think about that one.
But I mean, because I've done it myself.
So
for years, I thought this was how it's going to be. This is what it is for me. Some days, you know, really great. Other days, like, you know, the world is caving in on you.
Right.
But what is the thing that is preventing just Joe Schmo from going, you know what? I
want to get woke.
Yeah. Yes. Right. What's the stopgap?
And I think woke is a bad word because so many people are using the word wokeism and whatever. So I'm not talking any about politics at all. I think it's not one thing, right? So it's your history. So this is the only thing you've ever known. You know what I mean? If your mom and dad did it, and then you did it, and then you go, your work does it, and this is all you're exposed to, and there's no fresh air coming in and showing you that there's another way to do it, how would you know any different, right? So that's for some people one thing. For others, I think it is that they have blocks, in that they have. We're going back to the adverse childhood events. You know, they have trauma and they have stuff that keeps them kind of self perpetuating in this cycle of doom or not goodness. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where they'll sabotage themselves because they don't feel that they deserve to be better.
Guilty. Totally.
So they're just like swirling in this like abyss of not being able to get out of it, right? And that's where I think people need help. You know, you need someone to help you get out of that. What else? I think people are lazy. You know,
sure. It's inherently lazy.
Yeah. I mean, we're all like, why wouldn't you want to have the quick fix, right? Mm-hmm. Of the dope, you want dopamine without having to do the work to get the dopamine, right? Mm-hmm. You want to have that feel good feeling, that pleasure, that good feeling without actually having to work to get it. Cause it's work to feel that way. Mm-hmm. It's work.
But repeat that, because that's really important.
Which part?
This is work.
It is work. It's hard work.
Hard work.
Right. But the thing is, the cool thing about it is that it's really, really, really hard at first. And that's why I lose people all the time, because they start and then they fall off right away. Right. And that's like the magic thing I'm trying to figure out, is like, how do you keep someone along the journey of growth? But the longer you do it, the better it feels and the easier it gets. And then at some point in time, it becomes easier to be that way than it was to be the other way. Bam.
There it is.
Yeah. So, because that's what it's like.
That's it.
Like I don't find it hard to eat healthy. I love eating healthy. I'm somewhat addicted to eating healthy. Do I have unhealthy habits? Hell yeah. We all know that. But you know, the longer you do it, it just becomes an innate part of your life, or I don't know how to say that.
Yeah, no, it becomes ingrained in you.
Yeah.
Right. It's like now the day that you don't work out, you feel terrible and
right.
you want to double back and do more.
Right.
Whereas before, you didn't ever want to work out because it was too hard.
Right. And when you did it hurt and it sucked.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And that takes a while. I mean, you can, my husband would probably attest to this, that he's to the point now where when he doesn't work out, he doesn't feel normal. Like he feels like, okay, it's not a complete day. But he wasn't always that way. And it took him a long time. So it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
So, but it's just, you know, it's like what we always talk about. It's baby steps. So it's like awareness, make baby steps, be okay that you're going to fail and go backwards sometimes. That's okay. You're going to do that the rest of your life. And then get back on the wagon again.
Recognize it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I think, you know, what we started talking about was healing. What do we agree on? Right. So let's look at this from a big picture. Right now, we are a hot mess in our world, in our country, in our communities. We have great divide where families are splitting up, literally, you know, friends are splitting up. Bad. Why don't we shift? And this is, I don't mean to be idealistic about this or simplistic, but why the hell not? Why don't we shift to looking at what do we agree on? And how can we build that and work on that? Because staying divided and continuing to widen that divide is not going to work. We will self-destruct, literally, as a species.
Yeah.
Gone.
Well,
bye-bye.
It can't get much wider than it is right now.
No, but
right?
Well,
I mean,
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. That's what keeps me up between 3 and 5 in the morning every morning. I know
but what better time than now?
Right, right. So that's the cool thing. And I think what I found is when I got to that really dark place and I was feeling that anger and I would say even a little bit of paranoia about events in society right now. And then I was able to step back, recognize it, make some changes, and feel better. Is that I was like, okay, this isn't as bad as I thought it was. I see hope. There is hope. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There is hope.
Mm-hmm. There's always hope.
There's always hope. So that's what I think we need to focus on.
On a personal level, there's hope.
Right.
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 On a community level, there's hope.
Right.
There's always hope.
There's always hope.
Always hope.
Right. So that's, I think, the take-home message. I don't know if we have anything more to say in this episode.
No, that's good. That was a good dive right there.
Right? So yeah. So take-home points. Mm-hmm. Ask yourself, how do you feel? Right? Do you feel good? Do you feel loving? Do you feel open? Do you feel generous? Do you feel uplifted? And I'm not saying ecstatic. We're not talking that you have to feel like you're on top of the world every second. I mean, that you may as well just go do a bunch of cocaine all the time if you want to do that.
Yeah,
that's exactly not what we're trying to get to. Yes. But do you feel pretty good? And if you don't, take that mirror and put it on yourself. Look in your mirror. Don't look at the person on social media or your friend or your family member or that person in the community who you can't stand because they post views that are completely opposite of you. Look at yourself. That's it. And then decide what to do with that. Sound good?
I love it.
Okay, good. All right. Well, thanks for listening to us, guys.
We will see you next time.
All right.